from the top.
Welcome to the Herd Podcast, brought to you by Elephant Run District, an independent theater company in New York City. Our play, recorded August 21st, 2016, is Berta Berta by Angelica Cherie. Berta Berta is inspired by the legendary prison work song of the same name, sung by the prisoners at Parchman Farm, Mississippi. Angelica wrote her first play at 14, and she's never stopped. This is an unabridged presentation of an original work by Angelica Cherie and cannot be copied, rebroadcast, or otherwise presented without the playwright's permission. More information about Angelica's plays can be found at angelicacherie.com. That's AngelicaCherie.com. We hope you enjoy this podcast, and if you feel inspired to donate to support our company and the spirit of independent theater that we represent, please go to our website, elephantrundistrict.org, and click on the donate button. Links to our website with all of the fun stuff that we're doing and to Angelica's website can be found on this page as well. Check them out. Berta Berta features Amber Charday Robinson, J. Alphonse Nicholson, Sean Stokes, Neil Dawson, Jalon Livingston, and is directed by Caesar Williams. And now, please enjoy Berta Berta by Angelica Cherie.
Berta Berta, a new play by Angelica Cherie. Setting, Berta's home in Meridian, Mississippi. Time, circa 1920. The play is inspired by the prison work song Berta Berta that originated on Parchman Farm, Mississippi State Penitentiary. It is an imagination of the love story behind the song's origins. Scene 1, 2 a.m. Leroy is revealed in the rising of the light, standing in front of a worn-in couch in the midst of a solemn but charming living room. He wears an undershirt and trousers, slightly soiled.
Oh, Lord.
Berta enters carrying a white button-down shirt, slightly stained.
Why, I set your shirt in the bleach a good while. What you say?
Why you leave me in here so long?
I say I ain't gonna get the blood out of your shirt and ain't come out all the way. What you say?
I say it's too quiet in this house. You give me a funny feeling.
That don't mean you got to go hollering and carrying on looking
like
a mess.
I don't like the quiet. It's too quiet.
It's
so quiet, it's loud.
You got your nerve, you know that? Banging on my door like you the police coming up in here out of nowhere fussing and howling at me. Then it scared me half to death. And this? What happened to your shirt, Leroy? Where all this blood come from?
You know what I mean? When it gets so quiet you can hear things.
Man,
things that ain't really there.
What is you talking about?
Huh?
Hearing things?
Nothing.
You been hearing things? What things you been hearing?
Nothing.
You got the devil in you.
Woman, please.
Don't tell me how to let the devil up in my house.
I'm always talking about the devil.
You want that stuff?
What stuff?
I don't welcome no dope in my house, neither no dope and no devils.
I ain't on no dope, woman. Never touched that stuff a day in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear for the Lord.
If it ain't dope, then what in the world you got?
I done told you I done had a bad one, a real bad one.
And do you know hell's bedtime.
Hell this, devil that. Talk about the devil so much. He your new boyfriend?
She throws the shirt at him.
Go and get out here with all that.
My Berta girl.
Boyfriend.
You ain't changed, baby girl. Ain't changed one bit.
Still cleaning up behind your mess.
Your shirt looks pretty good. Pretty good.
Whose blood is it, Leroy? Don't see you bleeding from nowhere.
The stain is still kind of pink, though. Ain't come out all the way.
Well, pardon me, master.
Hey, look at that stain.
Maybe one of your little girlfriends could do a better job.
Girlfriend?
You heard me. Your girlfriend. Shouldn't she be the one you waking up in the middle of the night?
Well, don't start now. It's too early.
Too early, too late. Same story.
Well, we ought to hang it up and let it
Give
dry.
It here.
Berta takes the shirt and drapes it over a chair.
So this the place, huh? Your house. Thought I'd see it, the inside of it.
Well, here you are.
I done seen the front so many times, the sides. I ain't never thought what it would look like on the inside.
What's that mean?
He done good. Good enough job.
It's a roof and some walls. Does what it need to.
Good floors. Good strong floors. I know he don't approve of me being up in here.
Don't make no difference now.
He did good, though. Pretty good. Couple little holes here and there. Could use another coat of paint or two.
I patched them holes up myself. Fill them with whatever I can find. Flour, sugar, bacon grease.
Is you patching holes or baking a cake?
It did the job.
Not hardly. Walls breathing harder than I am.
Is you gonna stand there talking about my walls all night or ain't you gonna sit?
Sit?
You making me nervous just standing there. Can't tell if you staying or going.
I was waiting for permission. I can't just be sitting down like I own the place.
Oh, so you got a nerve enough to barge in here long after midnight, but not nerve enough to sit down?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Let me see this shirt again. The stain ought to look better when it dries. Sometimes you can't tell while it's wet. You never could keep a shirt nice anyways. If it wasn't blood, it was dirt or gravy or some kind of grease.
You looking good, Berta.
What you say?
I say you looking good. Mighty good.
Don't start now, Leroy.
At first I'm fussing, now I'm
meddling.
I can't win with you.
Can't win no fight neither from the look of things.
I ain't got a scratch on me.
Not one I can see.
Dog, hush up, girl. Come on now, I've been missing you.
My foot.
Yeah, your foot, your hips, your lips.
Don't start, Leroy.
A man can't miss a sweetheart?
Sweetheart.
My sweet, sweet Berta Ann.
What happened this time?
Oh, baby girl.
Come on now, tell me.
I can't. Not now.
Why not? You got somewhere else to go at this hour?
It's a lot. It's a whole lot.
I deserves an explanation.
I just wanted to see you. Honest, it's been too long.
Was it normal?
Normal?
Don't play dumb with me.
Woman, what you talking?
Norma Rose, don't play dumb with me.
Norma?
Norma Rose, the one whose husband just got let out of Parchment.
And I ain't messing with Parchment.
Fool, I'm talking about Norma's husband. But he heard you was sniffing around his woman while he was locked up picking cotton. Mm-hmm, I knew it. That man been gone 4 or 5 months, sweating his time away in the fields, chained to 6 other men just like him, counting down the days so he can get out and back to his fast tail wagon wife. Oh, she been leaving her back door open while he been gone, letting the tomcats in and out. Did her husband come home and find you in his sugar bowl? Huh, Leroy? You get that man something to bleed about?
You talking about Parchment like it's some kind of playground. It ain't no play pretty.
I know what Parchment
is. Why are you talking to me about Parchment for? Parchment? That's where they take a black man to kill him from the inside out.
I done heard the stories.
They wring his soul out like it ain't nothing but blood on a wash rag. Then they hang it out to dry. Paint a black film over his eyes so it feel like he sleep when he wide awake. Film so dark it color nightmares over his dreams. And you can't tell the difference when the sun go down.
You
hear me? I said you don't know the difference when the sun go down.
Man, what the hell is you talking about?
What you talking?
Is you drunk?
Whole lot on my mind.
Sit your drunk ass down. What you been drinking?
I ain't drunk, woman. I ain't been messing with nobody's wife.
It's full of the devil. Bet you Norma know well as I do now.
I don't be creeping around with nobody wearing a ring. Not Norma Rose, not nobody's wife. Even the devil himself got to tip his hat to that.
Well, the devil can't wear no hat. His horn's too big.
Look, I swear I ain't seen Norma since before the wedding.
Hers?
Yours.
Mm-hmm. What? Don't you mm-hmm me?
I'm just saying.
I know what you're saying. I don't feel like saying nothing about it. Not right now.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Well, say it to yourself.
Oh, Lord, girl.
Mm-hmm. You hungry?
What?
I got some greens I can warm up for you.
I ain't got no appetite right now.
You never say no to greens, especially not mine.
I told you I done had a bad one.
Pretty bad, all right. Bad enough to have you walking from Nellieburg in the dark.
Ain't nothing but a hop, skip, and a jump.
You need to eat, Leroy. You ain't ate in a while, I can tell. I can smell it on your breath. Got that hollow smell.
You studying my breath again, woman?
I'm fixing you a plate of greens.
Not right now. In a bit. Just sit. Sit with me, Berta. You've been running back and forth all through the house since I walked through the door.
If I sit, I'm gonna fall asleep.
Please, baby, sit with me.
Fine.
You smell nice. You smell like that rose cream you've been using since forever.
You smell like outside.
I bathe, but why bathe and get back in the same dirty clothes?
I give you some earnest.
Nah, that's bad luck. I need all the luck in Mississippi on my side right now.
Leroy, what did you do? What kind of trouble you done find yourself in this time?
If I tell you, you might throw me out the house.
I might throw you out anyways.
In a minute. I'll tell you in a minute. I just need a second to think.
Well, you want to know what I think? Want to know what I think, Leroy? I think it's pretty rotten that in the 3 years I ain't seen you, you ain't stopped by for one hot second to check on me. Say hello, goodbye, Merry Christmas, or at least see if I'm breathing. Not a cotton-picking word from Leroy Grant. Not a word for 3 years. And for somebody who's supposed to love me like you say, I think it's pretty cotton-picking rotten. I've been searching all over Meridian for one long word from you, but did nobody have nothing for me? Not the pastor, not the butcher, not the man selling watermelons on 4th Street. Now, nobody had a word from Leroy Grant to give to Alberta Watkins, let alone you writing me a letter or picking up the telephone, Western Union, something. You just disappeared on me.
You got married, Berta.
He's dead. Been dead.
You went and got married on me.
It's too early for this. Too late.
Of course I love you.
Mm-hmm, my foot.
Love every bit of you if I can get my hands on you. Wanted to get a hold of your hand, but you went and gave it to somebody else.
My hand would have gone limp if I would have left it hanging waiting for you to be ready enough to take it.
I had some things to take care of, things to get out the way, things to get out of our way.
Things. Women.
That ain't the whole story.
I said I ain't want to talk about this.
Me neither.
Ernie loved me enough to marry me. He ain't letting nothing stop him. You always got a fresh-baked excuse, hot and ready.
Yeah, he loved you enough to die on me.
Shut your mouth! God rest his soul.
That the only way a black woman own a house of her own? Her husband gotta die and leave her in it?
I'ma slap you in the
head. If I could have bought you a house, I would've.
This ain't like to me. If a man wanna do something bad enough, he go ahead and do it. He don't spend half his time thinking about whether he can or not.
Ernest was a different kind of man than me, a farming man. He knew how to plant seeds and help them grow. Railroad men were cursed. Gotta follow the tracks wherever they take us. We find our way home, though, every time.
I done heard this before, Leroy. Same story.
You think I ain't wanted to come check on you after he passed? Think I ain't wanted to stop by with some eggs, check on your grass, on your gas pipes, fix the heater, the holes in the wall, fill the empty hole in your bed? But that's his heater, his gas pipes, and his bed.
Here you go. Pride come before
and I ain't want to take advantage.
What you say?
I say I didn't want to take advantage of you. Felt it would have been too easy for me to come in here and comfort a widow. I ain't want no widow to want me. Wanted my Berta to want me when she good and ready to. Gotta treat my Berta the way God see fit.
Why you wait 3 years to tell me that?
You could have wrote me. You ain't want to see me bad enough.
Oh, hush. Let me check your shirt.
It ain't gonna be dry yet.
Berta goes to the chair where the shirt is hanging. She holds it up to herself.
Look at that. Bet if I put it on, it'd look better on me. Your shirts always did look better on me.
I look better on
you. Oh, hush your mouth.
Tell me I'm lying.
I don't know. Been so long, I done forgot.
You ain't forgot one bit of me.
Can't be sure. Maybe I have.
Swear for Lord.
Don't bring the Lord in your drawers.
And you called his name enough when I was in there.
Leroy, Lord forgive
me. Tell me I'm lying.
I forgot on purpose.
You forgot me?
Them nights, you, me, and the snake eating from the tree before it's time.
Why you want to forget me?
Couldn't have you in my head when Ernie in the bed next to me. Happened anyway.
You lie?
Don't get to going now.
Poor old Ernest.
I lie there some nights. Feel hands going down my back. My legs. Thought they was his hands. They were yours. And he'd be sound asleep.
You sure that wasn't no ghost?
I think you can tell too sometimes. By the look on his face when he woke up.
Can't every man be Leroy Grant?
Thank the Lord.
Ernest and his trifling self.
What you talking?
Are
You know he had his head all up through his ass, thinking he had me beat marrying you. He knew about us. He knew how I felt, wanted to throw it in my face like he done beat me or something.
And it was a study.
He had me beat, even beat me to the grave.
You going to hell.
What's gonna send me to hell first, my mouth or your legs? Don't think I can't see them legs through that robe.
Boy.
I miss them legs, Berta, them thighs.
Don't say it, Leroy.
Leroy slowly approaches Berta from behind.
Strongest thighs God ever put on a woman. Made to squeeze life out head first and just as easily squeeze some life back in me. Squeeze life back into my waist after it go dead. After I go dead, you put life back in me, Berta. Squeezed it in me. Dripped it on me, watered my roots. I swear, after making love to you, I ain't even have to read the Bible to know what Eden was like. I felt like Eden rained down from heaven with you and your thighs, bringing life. You was Eve singing as you watered my garden.
Berta is fully encased in Leroy's embrace.
You feel me, Berta? Don't you remember me, my touch?
I remember. Arms, hands.
You remember what you used to say to me just before you called out to God?
I do.
Say it.
You ain't supposed to feel this good.
Say it again, Berta Ann.
You ain't supposed to feel this good, Leroy.
I know, you neither.
Your lips on my neck.
It's your mouth that I'm after.
Leroy turns Berta and kisses her. It's not a short kiss, but it wants to be longer.
Now you just stop. You just stop it. Now get off of me.
What's the matter?
With me or with you? What's the matter with you, Leroy?
Me?
That's what you came in here for? 2 o'clock in the morning for some tail? Some good old bird tail?
I ain't mean no harm.
3 years of nothing, not a word. Now you coming for my panties? Low down, good for nothing, Negro.
Hey, you watch yourself.
That's what I'm doing. I'm watching myself for a piece of me float off while I'm not looking. Keep thy heart with all diligence. That's what I'm doing, Leroy. I'm keeping my heart. You can't run off with it again, not even if you hide it in your drawer.
There ain't nobody trying to take nothing from you, Berta. It's me. I ain't never tried to take nothing from you. I'll be the one trying to give you something, some of me. You got more of me than I ever dare take from you.
Then why you coming in here running sweet words down my back?
What else I'm going to do when I get this close to you? What else have I ever done? That's why I kept me away. I knew where my hands would go as soon as I saw you, like butter to bread.
My foot.
Come on now, baby. Don't do me like that.
What you come here for, Leroy? Right here, right now.
I got in trouble, like you say.
Trouble.
This ain't about no kind of backwards business about getting in your panties.
You got in trouble. I know you did.
Fine, then.
What kind of trouble?
It's pretty ugly. Ugly trouble.
Over what? What you do this time?
This time? You make it sound like I be in this business of doing this sort of thing all the time.
What happened, Leroy? I ain't got time for all this back and forth mess.
Curtis Wilborn.
Who?
Bald-headed. Curtis Wilborn from Daleville. His mama make them pies on Thanksgiving. She grow all them apples in her backyard. He say that's why he ain't got no more hair left on his head. His mama kept praying for apples till his head turned to one too. It shine just like
one. Oh, him. Bald-headed Curtis Wilborn.
He sure know you.
Nobody studying no bald-headed Curtis.
He need to learn some manners.
What he got to do with this? Y'all done got into some mess.
Yeah. Something like that.
Lord.
Mouth on him.
Everybody know that. What that got to do with you?
You got something you want to tell me, Berta?
What you talking
about? I ain't going around for the runaround with you. Now, I'm going to ask you one last time, and you need to put on your grown woman panties and tell me the cotton-picking truth. How well do you know this nigga, Berta?
Who in the long hot hell you think you talking to like that? You damn well ain't talking to Alberta Watkins like
Answer
that.
Answer me.
Leroy, you got 28 seconds to get your head out your ass and talk right before I call the police and have them carry you sideways up out of my house.
He say he been friendly with you. More than friendly, I say.
Friendly how?
You know, friendly.
Well, he a lie. He a cotton-picking lie.
He better be.
So bald-headed self-tried for my spare keeper. Hell, if I give him anything.
And what happened?
He called himself offering to buy me a new couch. I say the one I got works just fine. Then he called himself getting loud, got to yelling at me about how black women don't take nobody being nice these days and something other than that didn't make no kind of sense. I told him, don't nobody get loud with Alberta Watkins. Then he catch himself trying to grab a hold of me.
Devil.
I went and slapped him so good his mama felt it. Felt it while she was putting one of them pies in the oven. I ain't seen or heard of him since. Why, what he told you?
You want to talk about the devil? He's the devil. He knew what he was doing because they done marked me. I'm a marked man.
What you talking about?
They marked me so I can have no, so they can have a reason to own me, a reason to bring me back. And he knew it. He knew it. He liked to see him do it. Liked to see them make a nigga out of me, a cotton chopping nigga, and they gonna put a whole hand on my hand?
Leroy, hey, Leroy, calm down. Come here.
Berta grabs Leroy. He tosses her to the ground.
Hey, ow! What?
Berta. You all right, baby? You all right? How you get down there? Let me help you
get
up.
Get away from me.
What'd I do?
Crazy, I swear you're crazy. Got the devil in you. The devil is in you, Leroy. Don't care what you say.
I'm fine.
What the hell you are?
I don't want to talk.
You ain't got that right no more. Not at this hour.
What right?
You ain't got the right to say what you do and don't want to talk about no more. You don't get to come in my house at 2 o'clock in the morning after 3 years of silence, blood spotting on your shirt, sweet nothing spilling out your mouth and yelling to the skies or the earth below like it's some kind of devil speaking through you. You ain't got the right to do all that and then turn around and say to me that you don't want to talk about it? It's too late for that, Leroy. Too early in the morning. Now get to talk.
I'm trying to tell you. Just give me a good second. Just let me get a good breath in. There ain't easy words to say. Don't be mad because it's taking me a while to get them out.
I'm waiting.
You know I can smell that rose cream before I even hit the front door. Whole house smelling like
I know
you.
You're not starting up again.
I know that smell like my own voice. It always stuck to me. Never could get it out of my clothes. Didn't really want to anyway.
Except for when you got you caught. One of them women sniffing around you.
One day you gonna let that go.
Women talk, Leroy.
Which means they lie.
What this got to do with nothing now? Get to the point.
What about all the men knocking your door down? A widow with windows? That she'll look my way if I keep walking by.
I keep my curtains
closed. Then how Curtis Wilborn get behind him good enough to see that your couch is falling apart?
He stick his nose where it ain't supposed to be.
You wouldn't give him the time of day, would you? Would you, Bert?
Oh, don't be a fool. You know I ain't studying him.
I was being a fool. I doubted myself for the quickest second in the world, but I did it.
You know better than that.
And deep down, I knew. Not my Berta. Not my Berta, girl.
You still talking in circles. Get to the point.
I knew. You know how your mind gets to racing and get away from your good sense.
What did you do, Leroy?
I can still see his face. Curtis Wilborn's face. I can see that greasy gum look on it when he say he done had you in the back of his boss man, Studebaker.
Say what?
He said you gave it all to him. All up and through that car.
Well, he a cotton-picking liar.
I couldn't figure out what the bigger lie was. You letting him put a single one of his fat fingers on you, or the fact that a white man with any good sense will give Curtis' cross-eyed self a job driving a nice car. Either way, he got me smoking mad talking about how he loved it, but how you loved it more. I'd like to sweat blood as angry as he got me.
He ain't no good spreading lies, liar. I'll kill that nigga.
Man, he said it only for me, for my benefit. Thought he'd get my blood boiling. He knew about me and you. He knew I'd been hoping to get your heart again.
You told him that?
Everybody know that.
Oh.
I ran into Curtis leaving the town hall, wherever he said he was coming from. Coming down Whippoorwill Road to pick up his boss man from a meeting, thinking he's somebody in that car. Seen me walking from the railroad, had the day's sweat pulling down on me. That's when he seen me and thought he can get me going, spouting that nonsense, and he was right.
Y'all got to tussling then. Fighting and carrying on, you drew blood. The blood on your shirt.
I say, you a low-down, filthy lie, Curtis. And you know you a lie. I say, don't nobody soil my Berta's honor. Don't care who it is, where it is, when it is, that be the road you don't want to walk on. Because it don't matter how long it been since I last laid my eye on her, she's still the seed of my heart. She's still my morning and my midnight. She wake up with me and she put me to sleep. She like the sky. She ain't even got to touch me. All she got to do is shine her face off the river, and I know she there. You want to talk about my morning and my midnight like it's some cheap piece of tail you done flipped around? I say you might as well kiss hello, because that's exactly where you're going.
what'd he do?
Nothing. I killed him.
Blackout. Scene 2, half an hour later. Lights up on Berta's kitchen. Leroy sits at the kitchen table with a bowl of collard greens in front of him. He has put the stained shirt back on, unbuttoned. Berta sits across from him with a large cup of coffee. She wears an apron over a long nightgown. Berta stirs. Leroy eats. They avoid eye contact. Berta tries to take a sip of coffee. She puts the cup down just as it touches her lips.
Hot?
What?
Your coffee, is it too hot?
Oh, no. Bland. A little bland.
You need some sugar.
Yeah, good idea.
Berta spoons in a little sugar from the dish on the table. Leroy chomps into the greens.
They cold?
The greens? No, they're perfect, just right.
Good.
Mm-hmm, real good. I was hungry.
I could tell.
Coffee tastes better now?
Mm-hmm, much better.
Good.
Yeah, real good.
This ham hock?
What?
You got ham hocks in these greens?
Turkey necks.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Tastes better. Better for your heart.
Mm.
You like them?
Yeah, they good. Real good. It tastes just as good. I don't even miss the ham hock.
It's Mama's recipe. She say the pig ain't got no more favors to give us. We ain't slaves no more.
I still likes my bacon, slave or not. Your Mama can't do away with that.
Mama don't eat this, Mama don't eat that. She gonna live forever.
Now don't nobody live forever. If one thing don't kill you, something else will.
Something like you. Damn it, Leroy. Damn it. Why you let the devil get you like that?
I done told you I ain't got no business with the devil. This ain't got nothing to do with him. This about me and you. Me loving you.
Till it make you crazy, you'd have gone crazy.
Don't nobody question your honor.
They just words, Leroy. Words. Who cares about a bunch of words that don't mean a lick of nothing? You don't go killing nobody over no words.
It ain't like I planned to do it. I ain't planned to kill him. But they was dirty words he was talking, soiling up your name, and he had to pay the price.
Crazy. Foolish. Just
look, sit down, baby.
Crazy.
You done spilled your coffee. Ain't hardly drank but one good sip. It's gonna get cold.
Think I give a damn about cold coffee right now? Is it colder than Curtis Wilborn's dead body?
Snitched to Curtis' boss, man. He thought he'd get himself an extra dollar for turning in the man that done killed Mr. Cracker's prize, cross-eyed black mule. The hat boy ran hollering to the cracker. I ran for the trees.
So you set your ass in the dark till you finally decide to bring the blood to my doorstep?
I had to make sure I lost him. That nobody was following me, I had to come to you.
This ain't had nothing to do with no love and affection and 3 years and a widow and now God say it's time kind of mess at all. You just a killer looking for a place to hide. You gonna put me in danger now. What if they come up in here looking for you?
Ain't you heard me, woman? I killed that man for you and I'll kill the hat boy, the cracker man, the police and all they mamas if that's for you. It means blood.
Oh, just hush up and eat the greens. I didn't heard enough.
Nobody, don't worry about them finding me. Ain't nobody coming after me until I say so. If I'm going, I'm going on my own terms.
Nellie Berg ain't but that big, Leroy. Everybody knows everybody. And anybody that knows Leroy Grant knows he got a loud beating heart for Alberta Watkins. And anybody that knows Alberta Watkins knows that she lives in Meridian at 3629 7th Street. We're going to get from somebody to somebody to somebody to the hat boy and to the cracker man and to the police and then Lord help us.
You mad?
I don't know if mad is the word.
What's the word then?
Tired. I'm tired.
Tired and mad.
Tired and getting mad.
I ain't mean no harm by it, Berta, I swear.
I know what you meant. I know.
It don't seem like you know. It seemed like you mad.
Well, ain't nobody ever killed nobody for me before, so I don't know how to place the feelings just yet.
Please don't be mad. Don't be mad at me, Berta.
Fine then, I'm not mad. Thanking you wouldn't be right
me. You don't have to thank me. Just look at me. Look at me like you done before, like you know who I am.
Leroy reaches out his hand to her across the table. She takes it.
You can't hide here forever.
I'll think of something.
No, you don't think of something crazy.
I ain't crazy. It takes a real man to admit that he's scared, and that's what I'm saying to you right now. I'm scared, Berta. More scared than I got words to sort through.
Scared of parchment.
I done been to parchment, Berta.
Said what?
3 years ago. 18 months they had me.
Jesus, what did you do? Did you?
I was a black man breathing in the wrong part of town. That's what I did.
Oh, no.
I ain't never killed nobody but for tonight. I know that's what you think.
Of course that's what I'm thinking.
I was down there picking up some fabrics for my mama. I seen this white woman drop a pocketbook, so I chased after her to give it back. And I caught up to her, and she looked at me, and she didn't know what to do. She just hollered and hollered till she finally grabbed hold of the idea that I wasn't running up behind her to pop upside the head. And she calmed down and actually said thank you. But they ain't matter one bit to the police when they came running after me. I ain't even run. What for? I know I ain't did nothing wrong. And she even told them I ain't do nothing wrong, the white woman. But they ain't cared. Police caught me on off the parchment faster than you could slap a mosquito. My mama never did get them fabrics.
That was stupid, Leroy. Go chasing after a white woman? Don't care if you meant well by it. Good deed don't change the color of your skin. You know the world we live in.
It's a hot-ass backwards world. That's what it is. I set off in parchment for 18 months waiting trial. And that's what they said. I was waiting trial. I wasn't never no trial. I ain't never been to court. They just let me go out of nowhere. Let me go as soon as they broke me down. As soon as they marked me, they had us chained together in there. Grown men chained together like oxes, sweating like burnt offerings. You couldn't even turn over while sleeping without calling out a number. Number 8, turning over. Number 8, picking cotton all day, busting rocks all night, till my bones bled. Prison guards sitting back laughing at me, calling me every unholy name, spitting on me, even yanked my arm out of socket one time. Got so bad, I started playing with the thought of choking one of them to death. No, but that wouldn't do nothing but earn my stay in there for real. And that's what they wanted. I ain't do it bad as they wanted to. I just put my head down, took it, and let them call me whatever, beat whatever they wanted out of me. I let them make me they little nigga. You know, they good little nigga. Did what I had to do to stay alive, to get free again, and that's what happened. You know, they let me go free once they tamed the black beast. But what I didn't know was I wasn't ever gonna be free again like I was free before. You know, they put that mark on me. On the inside of me, the prison mark, all that anger, mad, hot fire that built up from turning the other cheek had followed me home. Like a cell block candle lighting the way to the rest of my life, calling me back to the cage. That's what they do to us, brother. Black men. They decide that we ain't slaves no more, but find another way to own our time. Lock us away in prison for nothing and let us go until we come back for something. They marked me, Berta. I'm a parchment man now, and I ain't nothing left in my life but to go back. Back to parchment. It's hanging over my head. I'm glad I got Curtis' neck for it. He made me do it. He knew I was a marked man, and he made me do it. He made me kill him so I could earn my ticket back to the cage. I'm glad he's dead. Yeah, at least some righteous justice come out of all of this. Why are you looking at me like that?
You ain't gotta go back to parchment, Leroy. It ain't signed in blood.
Oh, I bet you Curtis Wilborn will beg the difference.
But you still got time. We still got time.
We?
God ain't give us this moment for nothing.
What you saying, Berta?
We still got a chance to make something of it. Say a prayer, hit your plan, something. Go. Got to be a way to wash that mark off of you. We ought to get moving.
Give me a minute. I'll come up with something, a plan.
always good at that. Making your plans crazy as they would be.
Berta.
Give me that bowl, Leroy. You ain't about to eat no more of them greens. You know, if somebody did come up in here looking for you, I keep Ernest's old shotgun in a potato sack under the sink.
You a liar.
God is my witness.
Let me see.
If I show you, I'm going to have to kill you.
Oh, Berta, Berta. Oh, Lord, girl.
Thank you.
What?
Thank you for trying to protect me. Ain't too many men that would have done what you did and why you did it. Especially knowing what you've been through. You risked it all for me. I know it ain't right, but something about your heart makes it feel special, I guess. Listen to me, I'm talking crazy.
No, no, you ain't crazy. Ain't one bit crazy.
You drive any woman crazy, won't you? Just make her head spin.
Here you go, starting that up again.
I ain't meddling, I ain't meddling. But it's the truth. Now have me clean up this kitchen so I can get dressed.
I ain't washing no dishes, woman.
Well, fold the napkins up or cover the sugar bowl or something. Do something.
The only sugar I care about is about the sugar I'm looking at right here.
Boy.
I wonder if this is what it felt like to be Ernest. Sitting at a table watching you work while you fussing at me. Your hips just switching while your mouth just running.
Ernie never sat. Ernie never sat at the table. He'd eat standing up, always in a hurry.
Berta hangs her apron on a hook in the wall. The hook collapses and falls to the floor.
Oh, no, 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 damn it!
What? What's the matter?
Damn it to hell.
Hey, what you hollering for?
This damn hook again. Fell out the water 100 times. Don't nothing work right in this house.
It ain't no big deal. I can fix it. Where your tools
I at? Done fixed it. I fixed it 100 times and 100 times over and over again. It's just broke, just like everything else up in here. Little tiny holes just get bigger and bigger and bigger till it can't hold nothing no more. Just leave it. Leave it on the floor right where it is.
You need a man around here.
Go to hell.
Oh, Berta. It's all right, baby. Look.
Leroy picks up the hook and finds something makeshift to help secure it in the wall. He tests it for good measure.
See that? Good as new.
What you do?
I fixed it.
How? Let me see.
I just got what it take, baby girl.
Good old Leroy with the magic touch.
Why you let a little thing like that upset you?
You wouldn't understand.
Well, come on now. It ain't nothing but a thing.
Nothing was broke when Ernie was alive. Now look at this place. Got a little hole sprouting up every which way. Place is crumbling on me.
Well, don't you get to soaking and carrying around now. Well, let me help you. I'll fix everything, anything you want. Where your tools at?
Just sit down. Sit with me, Leroy. This room is spinning. Least you could do is leave me a house that worked. What about dying make everything living want to fall to pieces?
Ernest's passing had to be hard on you. It would be hard on anybody, and you so young, too young to be a widow. I'm sorry.
Your fault.
I know, but still.
Don't know whose fault it is, really. Lost enough sleep figuring over it.
Ain't nobody's fault. God took him because he say so.
God don't take nobody like that. Especially not no young man like Ernie. God don't take nobody. That's just what the backwards folks say. But he's up there with him now. Happy as can be.
Ernest ain't never gave you no babies.
What you say?
I was married long for a good while.
I know how long I was married. What they got to do with nothing?
I mean, long enough to pop out at least one, two, three if you want it.
Having babies ain't like butter. You just don't churn them out. Ain't none of your business, no way.
If it had been me, I would have put one in you before I got you over the threshold good.
You hush.
Tell me I'm lying.
Talking out your ass again.
Now, Ernest was a farmer, man. It seemed like he would have had no problem planting his own seeds. Maybe his tool wasn't working right.
Berta slaps Leroy.
You ain't got no right to be speaking on what you don't know a lick or nothing about.
You hitting me now? Huh? You hitting on me, Berta? That's where we are? You just go haul off and hit me like that? Ain't like you. Not when I'm just having fun, what you making like. You don't get mad at me like that. First you get to hollering over nothing, now you hitting on me. Now something's going on with you, something different. Tell me what it is.
Berta? Berta, baby.
It wasn't my fault!
No, it wasn't. It wasn't nobody's fault, but it's all right. It's all right, baby, and I'm sorry. I don't even know what I'm sorry about, but I'm sorry anyway. Now, don't cry, baby, baby girl. Let me make it better. Leroy, make it all
No,
better.
You can't.
She pulls out a large bottle of whiskey, half empty.
Hey, what you doing? Spit it out, woman. Give it here. What is this, whiskey?
Give it back.
You drinking now, Berta? What is all going on with you? Who is this? This ain't you. Ain't the Berta I know.
The Berta you knew? Who is that? Who is that, Leroy? Because she ain't here. She ain't here no more. A lot done changed. A lot done happened.
You think I don't know that? Look at me, Berta. A lot done happened to me, but I'm coming out with mine. I ain't hiding nothing from you. Why are you hiding something from me, Berta?
I ain't hiding nothing. Ain't no secrets. Just ain't nothing you gonna talk about like that. What became of me, them years we were apart. I was a married woman. That's supposed to dignify you. All them nights, me and you fooling around in bed after grade school, that's sin. Outright sin. You're supposed to be ashamed of that. But marriage, being a married woman was supposed to make you honest, clean. I ain't did nothing but put dirt on my hands. Buried my husband with my own bare hands, and I ain't talking about his coffin. You ask me why I ain't got no children running around this house, why I ain't Ernie ain't give me no babies. You think I ain't want no babies?
I
wanted one. Wanted one real bad. Not as bad as Ernie did. I mean, he wanted a baby bad, like how the sun wants the moon, but they don't do more than just wave goodbye to each other. Ernie gave me a baby, but it never made it past the womb. Just went on back up into heaven. Took me a long while to get pregnant in the first place. I tried to tell him I'm good for it, baby. Always been good. I mean, I took good care of myself. I said it was gonna happen when it's supposed to. And he tried and tried, thinking the harder he tried, the better the chance. Didn't matter. The baby took its time and came when it wanted to. God, I've never seen a happier man. Ernest's whole face was sunshine. For weeks and weeks, he watched that baby grow in my stomach. Talked to it when he got home from working. Sometimes he talked to the baby in his sleep. Then one morning I woke up and felt like a knife was cutting into my side. My front and all underneath. I fell to the floor and all this blood came rushing out. And once I built up the strength enough to walk, I went over to Miss Merle's. She said the baby was gone. And when Ernie found out, good God almighty, he couldn't be helped. He cussed, he spat, he drank, sat around sulking for the next 4 or 5 weeks, wouldn't even look at me. And one morning, he didn't wake up. Don't know if his heart gave out or if he said something foul to God in a dream. What I really think is he just decided to go on up to heaven to be with his baby. And then when I really sit and think about it, maybe the baby knew his daddy was gonna be heading back to heaven anyway, so why not just go on back up there and meet him? That's what I figured. You know how babies have a funny way of knowing things we don't, even in the womb. You know, at that point, they mostly God. We ain't had time to mess them up yet. It was my fault. I killed him. My no good womb killed him, sent him back up to heaven so he could be a dad. Maybe that's good for him. Ernie up there raising his child. But that's real good for him. Ernie in heaven with a baby and a bassinet and me down here empty.
Leroy takes a swig from the bottle. He gives it to Berta. She takes a swig. She passes it back to Leroy and he takes another swig.
I always saw you having kids. You got the hips for it.
Will you lay off my hips?
It's the truth. You think he really loved you, Ernest?
Why are you asking me a thing like that?
I'm just asking. Ain't we just talking?
I don't know. I don't know if he really loved me or not. A different kind of love. A love that loved because he was supposed to. I was his wife, he was my husband. He's supposed to pay the bills, buy the food, and make a baby. So if that's love, then yes, he loved me. He loved me real good. But did he ever run me a bath, or comb my hair, sing me to sleep? No, he didn't. He wasn't you. My head's spinning. You want a cup of coffee?
Maybe it ain't you. It ain't your fault.
What?
The baby not coming out. Maybe it ain't had nothing to do with nothing being wrong with your womb. Maybe it was something wrong with Ernest.
I don't want to talk about this no more.
I'm just saying, you might want to think about that.
I don't
want
to think. I don't want to think about nothing right now. Ain't you supposed to be coming up with a plan? Don't we got to be going somewhere?
If you got married again,
Leroy, wouldn't
you want
to? I ain't made
to
be married. Nobody
what if
knows.
I married
What'd
you?
What you say?
You heard me.
I heard
stubborn.
What you said, but I ain't sure if what you said is what you meant.
You
so
just
I
want
you
me to say it again.
Yes, say it again, you old sleuth.
I said, what if I married you?
Marry a parchment man.
They ain't come for me yet. We still got time. I got a plan. You see it all in my head. We creep up out of here, hop on a train and head somewhere north. We'll open our eyes and be halfway to Chicago. Somewhere where black folks ain't gotta drop their heads when a white man walk past them on the sidewalk. You hear me? Sidewalk. They got sidewalks up there.
Just like that, huh? Just leave my house. Leave it behind, Ernie's house.
You gotta be tired of living with a ghost, baby.
Oh, leave a ghost and live with a parchment man.
I could get a new name, new job, new life. Nobody will have to know.
You really want to marry me, Leroy?
I do.
Leroy gets down on one knee in front of Berta.
Oh, my Lord.
I know this ain't the proper way. I know I ain't got no ring in my pocket right
now. I don't
now.
Need no ring. Didn't have one before.
I got to get you a ring.
Forget the cotton picking ring.
Look, just go on and pack up a bag, and we can figure out the rest when we get up there.
I don't need no bag. Everything I got to pack is widow. Widow clothes and a widow shoes and a widow suitcase. I don't want to be widowed no more. I want new things. Married things.
Well, I'll get you married stockings and married shoes, move into a married house, buy a brand new married bed. I got some money now. More money than I ever had together my whole life. I keeps it on me right here in my left pants leg. Railroad pay good money. Every day, Sunday, dollar in your hand. From mine to yours. I'm ready now, Berta. Been years and years of me waiting to be worthy to look you in the eyes and say I can. You know, I ain't got to wait, I ain't got to worry, I ain't got to think. I can. I can be the kind of man you'll be proud of having.
You done had it wrong. I was always proud of having you. You're the only one that's been doubting.
Woman, you keep saying stuff like that. Me and you go end up with a baby right now.
Don't play with me.
Leroy pulls Berta into a passionate kiss. He lets go. Leroy grabs the bottle.
Here we come, Mr. and Mrs. Leroy Grant. Mr. and Mrs. Leroy Grant. We're going to be some well-to-do northern Negroes with money in the bank. And yes, sir, and no, sir, from black folks and white folks. And we're going to have a house full of babies. They go grow up big and strong, knowing how to read and write and count on all their fingers and their toes. And they go have all different kind of colored friends, black, white, brown, yellow, hell, green. They go come over to the house to play after school, and you... gonna be cooking up some cabbage for them to eat for supper. Cabbage and dumplings and some more of them greens. And I'm gonna come home after working long and hard on some railroad up there, kick off my boots, and pull all the kids next to me, sit them down in one of them big old chairs made of leather with a cigar in my mouth. You know, tell them about how life was down south. You know, how I had to scrape and pray just to get something between two pieces of slice of bread. And now we got whole chickens in the icebox. You know, warm covers on the bed, new shoes on our feet, tell them how good we got it up here. But oh, Mississippi. You know, Mississippi, make God turn his head. You know, because Mississippi, take the wings off an angel and smear the blood on your hands. You know, one red night in Mississippi can change everything. And when the moon hanging right, you know, And you know all the Hanks is watching over you, counting every wrong step you make, stepping on your heads of your mama's mama. Somebody done buried in the dirt after they hung on the tree. The Hanks, they watching when you slipping and the devil sneaking through your thoughts. And you take them and you swallow the worm that's sliding down into your chest. And something changed inside of you. You know, you feel it changing. And you know what you got to do? You got to wring his neck. And he cough up the blood and it get on your shirt and you try to wipe it off, but you it don't come all the way out, and now it's on your hands and you got the blood on your hands. Don't look at me, brother. Don't look at me. I got blood all over my hands. Everything I do, everything I touch got blood all over. There's blood all over my hands and in between my fingers. I can't marry you. Thinking, I can't marry you. I can't go wiping my mess on you, washing my hands with your skin. You too clean. You too clean
for
me.
Ain't nothing clean between the two of us except for the two of us together. We're gonna get through this together. Now stop talking crazy. That's the parchment talking.
No, I better go. I better go before I do you any more harm than I already done. I could have done you a lot bad already coming over here like this. Coming over here dripping blood all on your clean floors. I better go, and I better go turn myself
you
in.
You better not. Snap out of it.
I gotta do what I gotta do and turn myself in. I gotta take what's coming to me and leave you to the rest of the good life you promised. You're supposed to be living at ease. You're supposed to have a good life and live at ease. I'm gonna go on and get out of your
way. You ain't going nowhere, you hear me?
Look, out of my way, woman. I gotta pay my debt.
But we getting married. You said we was getting married.
Go ahead and marry, Berta. Don't wear your
I ain't marrying nobody but you. You can't go nowhere. I'm gonna be your wife.
Stand back and let me go.
Look at me, Leroy. Look at me. Look at this house. Look at all this here. All these empty holes getting bigger and bigger by the hour. And you just gonna walk out of here and leave another one? Another empty hole? Me? This body that's aching? You said you could fix anything. Anything I want. Fix me, Leroy. I'm what need to fix it.
Woman, ain't nothing wrong.
Look at me!
Look at me. I'm a guilty man. I'm a red-handed man. My hands ain't clean enough for you. It ain't safe.
This the only safe place I got. Your hands.
Go ahead and
don't
marry.
Take them away from me.
Don't you wait on me. Just marry a railroad man this time. Don't marry no farmer man.
Leroy gives Berta a long-lasting kiss.
You heard me, I said, fill me up. You ain't gonna have the nerve to come through my house smelling like the sweet sweat I remember you sweating all over my yesterdays. Come and dangle it off in my face and take it away. I remember everything about everything on you. Been thinking about it, wanting for it, but being the kind of woman I am, to hell for, I say nothing to you about it. But I ain't got nothing left to lose now. All I got left is this empty. This back-breaking empty that done found its way inside of me, and you gonna fill it up. Fill me up, Leroy. You take whatever's been burning on the inside of you and you let it go. You let it all go into me, and don't you dare spend one drop. I can take it. I can take all of it. You know I can. I might have been too scared to do it before because what might happen, but I say now, go ahead and let it happen. I ain't got nothing to be scared of now. You don't be scared neither. Fill me up, Leroy.
You mean it?
I do.
Leroy picks Berta up and flings her over his shoulders. He carries her off. Blackout. Scene 3, an hour later. Lights up on Berta's bedroom. Leroy and Berta lay together in bed, half naked. They are asleep.
Jesus!
What, they hear somebody here?
No, I thought I heard something. I thought I heard something.
What?
was nothing.
You sure? Do I gotta go under the sink?
No. No, it's all right.
And you?
I'm fine.
You got sweat on your forehead.
That's your fault.
I got your fault.
Yeah, you got my fault, all right. You got all my faults, every one of them.
I told you I can handle it.
Oh, hush up, girl.
Man, you've been so fooling a long time.
So sweet. So good and so sweet, like a dying wish.
Sweeter than before.
I can tell you ain't had no babies. You still as tight as you always been, maybe even tighter.
It's been a good long while.
Yeah, Ernest didn't make no mold.
Don't say his name, we in his bed.
Now, I know where I am, woman.
Oh, forgive
us. I don't care who bed I'm in, whose house, whose front porch.
Front porch?
You know what I like trouble. Stop playing holy.
We'll be mad and still acting like heathens.
Being married don't make you holy.
The marriage bed is undefiled.
Here you go quoting.
That means if we was married already, we wouldn't be sinning right now. But you talking about porches.
Wherever the back bends, baby, I make it work.
Where you learn that from?
Oh, hush up, girl.
Don't tell me does.
See, you ain't learned nothing new. You just got better at what you already been doing. Your husband ain't taught you nothing.
I told you not to say that to me.
I ain't say his name this time.
Wash your filthy mouth off me.
Oh, no, you not. No, you not.
Let go.
Bird ain't gonna wash me away.
Not all the way.
How you get so fine? So juicy.
Leroy.
Just ripe. Ripe and juicy. Eden come down like rain over the face of earth, and I miss my Eden.
I miss you too.
Done got her back. Sad to let her go.
Leroy, do you think...
What?
Well...
You can give a man away with the screams of yours?
Can't nobody hear me in here.
You need some loud screams, girl. Loud enough to wake the roosters before they time.
Ain't nobody studying no roosters. And anyway, if somebody did hear me in here, what that mean? That don't mean nothing. Let them mind their own cotton-picking business.
I couldn't be mad at you no way if you did get me caught. I can walk off the parchment with a big old smile on my face.
Ain't nobody taking you to parchment. Quit meddling now. I'm trying to ask you something.
Well, what? Ask me what?
Do you think it happened?
What?
You know.
No, I don't know. What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking. You're so stubborn.
You're talking in circles. Just say what you're saying.
I'm saying. You didn't pour it into me. You think we made us ourselves a baby?
Oh. I don't know.
No?
Well, you can't tell that kind of thing right away.
I know, but some folks say you can feel. You know, well, some men say that you can...
What men?
Just men. It's just some men that say they can feel the difference when a woman's gonna make the baby or not. By the way it feels. You know, like the further they go, say it feels different than any other time, it just opens up like a buttercup or something.
Ernest said this to you?
No.
Then what other men you been talking about a thing like that?
Nobody.
Well, it came from somebody.
It wasn't nobody I was with. It don't matter. Is it true or not?
I don't like the men friends you keeping, woman.
Never mind. Forget it.
You always felt that way to me, so I wouldn't know the difference.
I did.
You always felt like that. It happened right after you screamed. Keep opening it up every time you screaming over and over again. I done got lost in you by the time it's all over.
So then maybe we did. We might have made us a baby, Leroy.
We'll see.
You're right. We will. We'll see.
Oh, a bird, a bird. Oh, Lord God.
Boy.
Oh, Lord, bird, bird. Oh, Lord, girl, say now.
Quit now, quit.
Oh, I bird with your hips so wide. Well, now, look at our bird with the hips so wide. Well, she feels so good, she make a grown man cry. Well,
She feels so good, she make a grown man cry, yeah. Bird of God, heaven living between her thighs, yeah, now. Bird of God, heaven living between them thighs.
Leroy, quit, you're making my face hurt.
Leroy go love her till the day he die. Will I? Leroy go love her till the day he die.
That part's new.
It ain't new to me.
You're always making up songs by somebody.
Too late to be acting shy now.
I ain't acting. You know how that song get to me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord. Lord God. Them thighs.
Oh. Thought I wasn't gonna never hear that again. Thought you forgot about me. Thought you done wandered off somewhere for good.
Somewhere with somebody? You know that's what you mean. Go on and say
it. Of course that's what I mean.
You ain't never gonna let that go.
When a man say he got a thing or two to settle, he really mean a woman or two.
You got all these rules about men and women and don't mean a cotton-picking thing in real life.
Tell me it wasn't no woman.
It wasn't no woman.
You got a slew of women on your tail after grade school.
Well, don't mean I ever did nothing with them.
Did you?
Not all of them.
One is enough.
When you and me was together, no.
And when we wasn't?
Of course I had me somebody and so did you. We both had somebodies, but I ain't got married to mine.
You told me to move on.
What you dreaming, woman. You ain't ever heard a word I just said.
You said you couldn't give me what a man ought to give a woman he gonna make his wife.
I said give me some time and I would.
What does matter now? We didn't pass it all. We here.
It matters. I needed time to get myself together and stop fighting being a man. Fighting and failing at being a man like my daddy. Never got it right. Always had a woman or a bottle or a lie falling out his hand. Broke my mama's heart 10 to 12 times. I ain't want to do that to you.
You ain't your daddy.
I kept slipping up just like him. Found a woman that said something sweet to me. I hide all my demons inside her.
I don't want
to
hear this no more.
Until the demons in me stirred up some demons in her, and I couldn't stand to be around her no more, so I found me another one. Then I missed the old woman when I was with the new one, so I had to go back to the old one. She missed me too. Then we got back in our bed with our demons. Then them demons and a new woman got lonely, so I went to go check on them. Now her demons jealous of the other woman's demons, and then all the demons, mine, the old woman's, the new woman's, was wrestling with my demons while I'm asleep. And the devil was sitting up there in the corner with his pitchfork laughing at me. So I threw a bottle of whiskey at him. And then another bottle and another bottle. And me and the devil, we got drunk together and he liked to kill me. Something in me stood up and grabbed the devil by the neck and I said, "You get out of here, fool. Take my demons and my daddy's demons, Louise's demons, Mabel's demons with you." The demons, they left with the women and the whiskey. I got right with God. I've been a man ever since.
So you lied?
Lied?
Just like I said, it was a woman keeping us from being together.
Woman, ain't you heard me? It wasn't the woman, it was the devil and all them demons.
You a cotton picking fool, you know that?
Well, what a matter now? We here and all the woman is gone.
I've been knowing you was full of the devil.
You mad again? Mad. How you get mad? How you get mad when we just made love, good love, good love, better than any love we done ever made before, and you done got mad?
Why you really here, Leroy? Huh?
I had to make it right. Make things right before us, between us, before I left. I came here to say goodbye, Berta.
Goodbye?
They taking me and ain't no coming back this time.
Don't go talking crazy, Leroy. We got a plan, right? What about the plan? Hop on the train and head north. New name, new job. We supposed to be married.
It's a whole lot of dreaming. We dreaming, Berta. But we go wake up, and fate go be staring us in the face. We head north, and a trail of blood go be following us behind us. Curtis blood. Ain't no real hope for me. I knew it the minute Curtis took his last breath, it was all over for me, but I couldn't go without making things right, so I had to say goodbye.
Leroy, you fool. You cotton-picking fool. This whole thing was a hoax.
It wasn't no hoax, baby. It was a dream. A real dream. I'm just here barring time.
You talking like you some kind of ghost. You ain't a ghost. I can feel you, hold you. Ernest is a ghost. You living, breathing flesh, and I ain't giving you up. This is the last chance we got, and I ain't giving you up. Don't care about no blood, no fate, or no parchment form. What they got to do with me? With Alberta Watkins. I got my Leroy back, and I ain't giving you up.
Look at me, brother. Ain't nothing left here we can do but grab hold of the idea of saying goodbye. You go be mad at me for a while for putting you through this. It might be selfish of me, but I had to do it, and I'm sorry, baby. Just promise me one thing. You'll go ahead and marry. Don't wait on me. Hell, I might not want you by the time I go first.
You ain't gonna want me. What you mean you ain't gonna want me? You killed somebody. If they catch you, they gonna keep you for life. You ain't going free till you die.
I know. And that's what I mean.
You still gonna want me when you dead?
I don't know. I ain't seen the woman in heaven yet.
Well, you going to hell.
Hell will be a hug compared to where I'm going.
Wait, you can't go nowhere, Leroy. You a daddy now.
Berta.
Like you said, you felt it, felt the buttercup opening up just like always, so you a daddy now. You can't be nobody's
even
prisoner.
Even if I was a daddy, there's better men out there that can father that child. Free man. I ain't a free man anymore, Berta. It's time for me to go. Those lips, those eyes, that smile, I always remember. I'm going to always remember my Berta, and it's always going to be a song for you.
Leroy gets down on both his knees and closes his eyes.
What are you doing?
To the fate that is spelled out for me, the consequences of my actions, the blood on my hands, and the love that I leave behind, I surrender.
What is that?
Number 9 train. Goodbye, train.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Leroy.
Funny, even though I know what's coming, it don't make it no easier to swallow.
Lawton County Police, over.
Well, now.
Oh, this ain't right. It ain't right, Leroy.
I'll be locked away singing about you.
Leroy Grant, we know you're in there.
All right, boy.
About my Berta, Berta. Oh, Lord, girl.
I thought we were safe here.
It's like you said, 3629 7th Street in Meridian. Everybody
knows. Ain't fair. Fate ain't fair.
Leroy reaches out into his pocket and pulls out a large sum of cash. He hands it to Berta.
Here. Take it. Take all my money. I ain't gonna need it where I'm going.
Wait.
Berta runs into the kitchen.
Woman, what are you doing? Berta?
Berta emerges with a large shotgun.
Berta? Berta, put the gun down.
Let me make it
put
right.
Put it down. You go fool around and get yourself killed.
They ain't taking you away from
Berta,
me.
Berta, put that gun down and let me go. You ain't getting killed over
this
me.
This is my fault, Leroy. All this is my fault. If I would have just waited for you, none of this would have happened. If I had just waited for you, we'd be married, and none of this would have happened. Not Ernie, not the baby, not him dying, not me riding away in this house for 3 years by myself. Crazy men coming after me. Crazy men like Curtis Wilbon. He would have never came after me, and you would have never had to kill him. It's all my fault. Let me make it right.
Berta. You a mama now.
What'd you say?
We got us a baby, right? You's a mama now. Our baby need a mama. You can't go shooting nobody with a baby in your belly. You gotta be gentle. Or take good care of yourself so that baby can grow up strong and healthy, right? Right?
Right. You're right. I am. I'm a mama now.
Berta puts the gun down.
That's right, mama. You take this money and you and the baby get started living. You make a good life for the two of you, and when the time is right, you gonna have to find a daddy for that baby too, all right? You hear me? All right, baby gonna need a daddy, so you go on ahead, and you Find that baby a good daddy. You hear me, Berta?
Leroy grabs Berta's face and kisses her deep.
I love you, Berta. Don't you ever forget that.
We love you too, Leroy. Me and baby, we love you too.
You go ahead and marry. Don't you wait on me.
Might not want me, huh?
Thank you for joining us for Berta Berta by Angelica Cherie. We'd like to thank the cast, the audience, and especially The Tank, an incubator for emerging artists in New York City, for their generous donation of space. You can learn more about The Tank at thetanknyc.org. And if you'd like to support Elephant Run District, our podcast, and the rest of our exciting programming, please donate at elephantrundistrict.org. You can find the link on this page. It's through generous donations like yours that we can keep bringing you the most exciting, independent, and newly developed plays. Thanks for listening. Until next time.